This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Zainab Ansari, and this is my contribution to the Seeker's Guidance Ramadan webinar. I just have a few brief pieces of advice specifically for mothers during this blessed month of fasting. Recall that for mothers, a lot of the spiritual development and achievements that you sort of look forward to during this month of fasting really sort of play out in the way you run your house and you interact with your children and the rest of your family members. So there are a lot of spiritual secrets in those daily routines, which might appear very, very sort of mundane, even monotonous, but if you sort of carry out those daily routines with grace and patience, then inshallah, you'll actually reap a lot of spiritual benefits, especially in the months to come. Also, for mothers, realize that, get used to the idea that your Ramadan with children will of necessity look entirely different from the way Ramadan looked before you had children. That's just a fact of life. So strive to strive for consistency in your acts of worship versus quantity. Don't get caught up in quantity anymore. Just strive for something that you can sustain and something that will help to keep you sane and grounded. Try to put aside some time for yourself. That doesn't change. I mean, you need to put aside some time for yourself. That's why keeping your children on a schedule is really important. Bedtime for those children is really important so that you can either do something after Isha or after Fajr, since you're obviously praying Fajr at the beginning of its time, since everybody, you're getting everyone up for Suhoor. Modeling good behavior for your children while you're fasting is one of the best ways of showing them the importance of Ramadan. Also, just some practical advice to help you free up as much time as possible to be with your children, you know, so that you can set aside time to read some Quran and to do some things that are really more meaningful than the day-to-day grind. Try to stock up on groceries as much as you can. Cook in large quantities. This will stretch your food dollar and free you up from having to cook every night. So get used to eating leftovers. In some of our Muslim cultures, there's this idea that you can't eat leftover food. Try and get beyond that. Leftovers have really been a saving grace for me during the month of Ramadan, because it really makes you appreciate the food that you have, and then you're not really obsessing over, okay, what am I going to eat tonight? Ramadan is not the time to try out new recipes or to do lavish entertaining. Definitely feed people, but it can be as simple as giving someone some dates, for example. Keep meals basic. Be grateful that you have a wide range of possibilities to choose from when you open your refrigerator and your pantry, because millions of Muslims the world over, especially in Somalia and East Africa, don't have that. They don't have refrigerators, they don't have pantries, they don't have homes, they don't have food, they don't have water. So Ramadan is not the time to be thinking about what we're going to have in the next iftar party. You know, I've been in situations where people are piling food up on their kids' plates and that food's going in the trash. That's a sin. So as much as possible, maximize all food usage during Ramadan so that nothing is wasted, and try to stretch that food as much as possible. And be charitable during this month, whether you're donating to Muslims overseas or Muslims in your local community. Like I said, something as simple as sharing some dates with someone, bringing water to the iftar. Another thing that you can do is have your children go through their clothing and their toys and pick out things that are in good condition and donate those things. That'll help them to understand that Ramadan is a month of sadaqah, but they see it in a really tangible way that they can relate to. Constructing a socially meaningful Ramadan consists in creating and establishing family traditions, very important for minority Muslim communities in the West. Understand, though, that these traditions will change and evolve as your children grow older. What, you know, toddlers can do is going to be obviously very different from what children can do, say, when they're school age or you've got teenagers. But do things that in small ways help to convey to your children the importance of Ramadan, why we fast, how everything we do is ultimately for the sake of God. organize with other mothers to do Ramadan activities. Alhamdulillah, there's a great group of sisters where I live that have organized Ramadan activities at local libraries during the day and at mosques and Islamic centers in the evening, you know, involving storytelling and arts and crafts and just fun things that the children can relate to make Ramadan special. Another thing that some sisters are doing where I live is that they're doing things for the moms, but alhamdulillah, you know, they have childcare at these events so that the mothers can sort of focus on the things that are going on, you know, whether it's reading Quran or sharing their thoughts with other mothers during a halaqa, for example. So connect with other moms because, you know, you have to understand that nothing's going to happen unless mothers get up and make these things happen. Regular family gatherings, it's something that I'm really big on, especially with people's schedules being so crazy and people working and going to school and so on. It's really important to be diligent about making sure that there is at least one, you know, family iftar or gathering every week. And also making sure that something is done every Eid that involves all of the family members with everyone making a contribution that really helps to sort of create those strong family ties. Another thing that you can do as far as making Ramadan socially meaningful and spiritually meaningful, really, is to talk to the people around you. For example, if your children go to school, and you go to public school, for example, is talk to the teacher. I mean, they're usually very eager to know what the holidays are that their students are celebrating. So put together a Ramadan kit. One thing that I did was I actually went and bought special Ramadan and Eid books, and my son's teacher read these things to the class, and they organized kind of arts and crafts around one of the themes in the book. It was really nice. It was appropriate for the children, regardless of what faith tradition they were coming from. And it highlighted some of the themes of Ramadan, sharing and caring about other people and gathering together. So these are things that you can do. As far as the masjid is concerned, I think it's important to take older children to the masjid during this time, show them how the people gather for the prayer and for the iftar. Now for younger children, some of you might disagree with me, but I don't think that they should go to the masjid unless the masjid has a designated area for the children to play and structured activities. And bedtime is really important for young children. Try not to fall out of your routine during Ramadan. If anything, I would suggest that maybe you and your husband trade off and one person goes to the masjid one night and another person goes to the masjid the other night, because it's not really a good thing to have those kids up so late while people are making taraweeh, because they get restless, they get cranky, they get tired, they're making noise, they're disrupting the other worshipers, and that's not fair. So I think as much as possible for young children, the emphasis should be on the parents doing things at home rather than taking them to the masjid. Unless your kids are just exceptionally well-behaved, which is very unusual. At a certain age, it's unfair to expect children to be quiet and still. Finally, I would just say, you know, for this month of Ramadan is just try to maximize each and every minute of it in terms of your interaction with your children. I mean, this is a time when patience is definitely a virtue. So understand that, you know, whenever you restrain yourself, say, you're not yelling and you're not spanking, you're just trying to overlook and be as patient as possible, inshallah, you're going to see a lot of ajr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, for restraining yourself during those hours of fasting. And you also would have conveyed a really important lesson to your children that this is a special month. You know, mommy and daddy are a little bit more patient. You know, they're a little bit more cooled out, and that's a good thing for your kids to see. So I hope everybody has a beautiful remainder of Ramadan, and especially those last 10 days. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.